Resource Auctions, Dennis Belisky. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Mick Kerr. How are you today?
Cold.
Well, you know what? I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We cannot blame the weatherman for the weather. So you're off the hook for now. But you know what? We've had a pretty blame nice winter. I don't think we can complain about our temperatures so far. So, you know, if we even took the average of this winter's temperatures, you're going to be off the hook for quite a while.
Yeah, thank you. You know, if this is global warming, well, let's have more of it, I guess. It's what, you know, climate change. The climate's been changing for centuries and eons, but this is definitely a better than average winter. I'm kind of liking this. And every day we get closer to spring, and we haven't had like a, you know, 2-week siege of 20 below.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Many, many years ago, I won't take much time with this because we're live on the radio, but one of my elderly neighbors and I were talking about the weather, and he said, you know, people talk about historically what the weather is. He said, historically, how do we know? He said, we've only been here for a couple thousand years. We don't know what can happen.
That's right. And, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, dig into these ice cores and, you know, go down and look at the geology, history of the Earth. Yeah, the Earth has been warming and cooling for eons. So, but, hey, I suppose for thousands of years, we've been having auctions, too. In one form or another.
There's always been some sort of an auction where somebody has been offering something for sale and they've been taking offers from more than one person at a time. And, you know, auctions are fantastic and we see that every day. And, of course, now on a day like today when it's as cold as it is, everybody can be sitting in the comfort of their home bidding on an auction. We happen to have one open right now. Our January online auction is open. We've got a real nice selection of stuff on there. We've got a Case wheel loader that's only got 1,700 hours on it, that's got a 5-tine grapple, just a beautiful loader. There's a skid steer on there, single owner unit with 114 or 118 hours. We got a whole selection of tools and parts and all sorts of other things on there. Every one of our consignment auctions that we've been doing in Grand Forks has had a big selection of new product from one particular consigner. We've got all those items on there. There's air compressor, power washers, all sorts of hoop buildings and steel sheds and different things like that. And that auction's going on right now. And, of course, you can register to bid on there. We got a number of people that are already logged on to bid on that. That auction closes on the 29th of January. And our next pitch here will now be for our February auction. Our advertising deadline is going to be on the 8th of February for the February online consignment auction. And that's going to be a big auction. We've got a number of units consigned to that already. And, of course, we will be having our March auction at the Alaris Center, and that's going to be where you can bring your items to the Alaris Center if you don't want them at your place, or you can keep them at your place and we can sell them from there as well. Got a number of nice farm auctions coming up throughout the region this spring. Got some real nice farm retirement auctions. We've got some auctions that are in the works that we don't have posted on our site yet. One auction that we want to talk about, that we always want to talk about, is yours. When you plan that ever-important auction, if you're retiring or selling a portion of your equipment, we want to be your auctioneer. We've got the people, the time, and the know-how to have an excellent auction for you. We've got a very, very good following. We've already had some farm auction activity after the first of the year here. Numbers are good. We've been talking about this for quite a while now, Mick. Used farm machinery values are up. There is not a large supply of used farm machinery out there that's the type in the buyer's pool that people would like to buy, and they're going to find it on auctions. And, of course, those auctions are continuing to sell very well.
Good equipment and land in short supply and in great demand. And you've found that land auctions are also, they're really strong this year and likely will continue for a while, huh?
Well, you know what? There's been some good news. You know, we finished up 2020 with a real strong commodity market, and that's been good news for guys, and been some decent forward contracting and whatnot. So, you know, just got to take advantage of those things. And if you have equipment that you no longer need and you're looking at upgrading into something else and want to trade via the auction method, which is what a lot of our sellers do, an excellent opportunity to do that. Take advantage of these good used equipment prices right now.
For sure. All righty. Well, it's Resource Auction. Dennis Belisky, how do folks get a hold of you to talk about that auction?
You can always find out more about us at resourceauction.com. Log on there and check out our new website or call us at 701-757-7255. 4015.
It is a zippy website. Pretty nice. So, hey, congrats on that, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
You are welcome.